Many Somali factional leaders say they now reject a landmark agreement on the formation of a new parliament they signed just a few days ago. Factional leader Mohamed Said Hersi, known as General Morgan, says the agreement that more than 30 warlords, politicians, and civil representatives signed in front of Kenyan President Mwai Kibaki on January the 29th is not the same as the document they had agreed to just 3 days earlier. He says there were significant changes made in the formal agreement that the signatories discovered only after the last Thursday signing ceremony. He says they assumed the wording on the document they okayed and the one they signed were the same.
If you see the document, a lot of mistakes is there. This document legally is not valid. The political leaders feel that until these mistakes be corrected, we are not going to be a part of the process. But that does not mean that we are pulling out, but we are waiting for the facilitation committee just to correct that mistake.
So far, more than a dozen factional leaders have disavowed the document and have taken the matter to IGAD, the seven-nation regional grouping that is sponsoring the peace talks. General Morgan says the formal agreement left out key people and political positions, and political groupings were not accurately described. His main objection, he says, is that the final text recognizes Somalia's political leaders as being only those who attended the Nairobi meeting where the agreement was drawn up. The Kenyan mediator of the Somali peace process, Bethwel Kiplagat, says negotiators and factional leaders have since proposed to amend the text to include more people, a solution he says everyone would accept. Mr. Kiplagat says the situation is not unusual and does not mean the end of the peace process.
Somebody, somewhere, sometime after signing will come back and say, look, I am not too comfortable here. That does not mean they are abandoning the process or the process is stalled.
Factional leaders, civil representatives, traditional elders, and others have been meeting in Kenya for more than a year in an effort to put an end to more than a decade of fighting in Somalia. Somalia has not had a functioning government since 1991. Quarreling and bitter fighting among clan militias have thwarted many attempts to end the war. Kathy Maitini for VOA News, Nairobi.